The Tony Takeover. Takeover.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Hi, this is Tony Mortimer, formerly of E17 on BFBS. This is my takeover show for Christmas on The Forces Station. Thanks for joining me today. We are going to be together for an hour. We're going to be playing some lovely music to get you in the festive season. So let's kick off. This first one is actually an E17 song. How could I not? Very apt for Forces Radio. This is Been Around the World.
Dixon Army Script Reader here in Colchester Garrison. This Christmas I'll be spending with my family. Normally we take it in turns to spend time at my father's or my wife's mother's and father's home, but this year we have the joy of just being ourselves as a family unit here in Colchester. where I'll still be on hand to provide pastoral support to anyone who needs it, and maybe just a bit of Christmas joy.
The Tony Takeover. Okay. Takeover.
BFBS. The Forces Station.
There'll be peace on earth, but instead it just kept on raining. A veil of tears for the virgin birth. I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and eyes full of tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and I looked to the sky with excited eyes. Then I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn. I saw him and through his disguise. Your road be clear. They said there'd be snow at Christmas. They said there'd be peace on earth. Hallelujah, no, no, be heaven on earth. The Christmas we get, we deserve.
I'm Tony Mortimer, and this is my takeover here on BFBS, the Forces Station. I was really chuffed when they asked me to do this because, a little known fact, when I was a teenager, I was in the Army Cadets, and I was thinking about joining the REMI when I left school. My daughter was also in the Army Cadets, and funny enough, I just got her a nice little birthday present where she had to drive a tank, which she thoroughly enjoyed. So I was honoured when they asked me to do this, and I jumped at it, to be honest. Like most kids growing up, I kind of got into wearing camouflage clothes and stuff like that, and, you know, just sort of led me into joining the Army Cadets. There was lots of Army Cadets in Walthamstow. I actually went to one in Chingford as opposed to the Walthamstow one, which was a lot nearer my house. I don't know how that came about. It's too long ago to remember. My brain and memory has faded thus. But here we are on the festive show, so let's have ourselves another cracking song. This one always reminds me of Christmas and gets me in the mood. Whenever I hear the opening few bars, it takes me right back to my childhood. And that's one of the wonderful things about music. It can transport you in time instantly. And this does it for me. Wonderful Christmas Time by the one and only Paul McCartney.
The mood is right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight. And that's enough.
feelings here that only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song.
Stump Beard, One Ranger, Welfare Senior NCO. Well, Christmas, I'll be spending it with my family in the house because of the duty phone patch through to me, but I'll also be the chef as per usual. And then New Year, I'll then patch the duty phone back through to my boss and then potentially spend Hogmanay upstairs in Palace Barracks in the One Ranger Welfare Bar, or have a quiet one back at home with my family.
BFBS
Radio. The Tony Takeover.
The Forces Station.
The children know how we can.
I'm Tony Mortimer, formerly of E17, and this is my takeover here on BFBS, the Forces Station. Oh, one of the things I look forward to most at Christmas, I've got to be honest, and it's quite obvious, but I really look forward to Christmas dinner, just the whole day. I think it's one of those meals you can have, and it's guilt-free. All the meals you have over the year, you think, oh, I don't know, how many calories are in that? Is it good for my heart? Is it bad for my this? But with Christmas dinner, it seems to be exempt from all that. And the whole period leading up to it, you know, you say, oh, I can't. And people go, oh, go on, it's Christmas. And it's just one of those things that I really look forward to it, that preparing it all and just sitting down, and maybe it's with the whole family, or maybe it's just you and your partner and whoever it's with, really, even if it's a turkey sandwich with cranberry sauce, it's still that Christmassy thing and you can enjoy it guilt-free. So that's one of the things I look forward to at Christmas. Obviously all the Christmas lights and the whole Christmas spirit and the Christmas movies and everything that goes with it. But I really love the Christmas dinner. You can sort of eat to your heart's content, can't you? So let's have another little song. This is another one I love hearing at Christmas time. It's by the wonderful Pogues, and it's obviously Fairy Tale of New York. And I just love this song. It just, you know, my family are Irish and it kind of reminds me of them and the parties we would have as kids. And I love Kirsty MacColl as well, New England, and she was fantastic. And now obviously Shane's left us, so, you know, I think it's very poignant to play this one. I really hope you enjoy it as much as I do. I absolutely love this one. Take it away, Pogues.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
You
scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
I could have been someone. I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD.
are ringing out for Christmas Day.
You're listening to BFBS, the Forces Station. I'm Tony Mortimer, formerly of E17, and you've had me, and I'm here for the whole hour, so please don't turn off. I'm absolutely honoured to have you here with me. And now I'm going to discuss one of my favourite Christmas films, and probably the favourite Christmas film, and it's one of those things that I have to watch every Christmas, and I've seen every sort of version of it. And it's A Christmas Carol. I'm a big Charles Dickens fan. I'm a huge fan of Victorian London. And you get all that with this. And I just love, obviously, the story is tremendous. I mean, he wrote a brilliant story. It's great to see Scrooge get his comeuppance and turn it all around in the end. And it's just a really wonderful story. And I love watching it every Christmas. But like I say, I've seen all versions of this, the Muppet one with Michael Caine and the older ones, even the sort of one with Jim Carrey. I'm not a huge Jim Carrey fan, to be honest, and I thought his English accent was a little bit pony. But I loved it. I loved the animation and that. It was brilliant. So that's my favourite Christmas film. I wonder what yours is. Have a think about that. So let's have another Christmas song. Now, this is one of our old ones, one of my old ones. It's called It's All Right. And the reason I've chose this is because we was absolutely convinced in 1993, and the record company was, that this was going to be Christmas number one. And so we released it, and we was really happy, and we was really positive, and the outlook was looking good. And then, out of nowhere, there came this little character called Mr. Blobby, who wanted to spoil our Christmas, didn't he? And we thought, you're joking. Surely he doesn't have a chance. And I think Mr. Blobby was, that was at number one, and it kept us off. Number one. So it's one of those things in life that you just can't plan for, getting beaten by Mr. Blobby. So there we go. This is It's All Right.
Don't you worry, cause it's all right. Don't you worry, child of the nine. Cause in the morning come with the new day sun. Love never less than light. We are the seed of a new breed. We'll succeed, our time has come. We are the new, these words are true. Let the light of love shine through. It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. It's really alright. It's alright. It's really alright.
So sad.
This is Tony Mortimer, and this is my Christmas crazy takeover on BFBS. Thank you so much for listening in with me and spending this time with me. It's time now for another song, an absolute classic that I love, and it takes me right back to my childhood again. This is Bing Crosby and David Bowie, Peace on Earth, Purum Papum Pum.
They told me, Purum Papum. A newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum.
Peace on earth, can it be? Years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring
of glory.
See the day when
men live in peace away.
So
peace on earth
when we come. Child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
I pray my wish will come true. For my child and your child too,
we'll see the day
of glory.
I play my
day
for him
when men of good will live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be?
Hello from BFBS and me, Tony Mortimer, and this is my Christmas show that you're spending with me. I hope you're enjoying it. I hope you're still there. That's the main thing, and I'm honoured if you are, because I do not want to be doing this on my own. So here we are, enjoying Christmas together. Now, I'm going to talk about my favourite ever Christmas present, but before I do that, I'm going to talk about the Christmas present I never got. And that one always sticks in your head as well. I was a little lad, and there was a thing called Stretch Armstrong, and I always wanted one as a kid, but I never got it. For whatever reason, I don't know, maybe my parents didn't have the money, I don't know. But that always stuck in my head as the one I never got. Have you got one that you're thinking of now that is the present you never got at Christmas? My most favourite Christmas present, I have to say, and it still fills me with a little bit of joy when I think about it, was when I got up, I went downstairs, and there was a BMX bike in the living room. It wasn't stolen. My parents had bought it, and I was chuffed. It changed my life. It was my first ever bicycle, and wow, I can remember it now. We all met up. It was around the time of a film called E.T., and they had Kuahara bikes, and the BMX craze was just taking off. And we all went out, and my friends all had their BMXs, and we just went around town. I think every kid in Walthamstow had a BMX at that point. There was just gangs of kids on BMXs. It was a massive craze, and I loved it. It gave me such independence, kept me out of the house, and I just wanted to be out all the time on my BMX, and it still gives me joy thinking about it now. So that's my best ever Christmas present. Have you got one that springs to mind? So let's keep it in the 80s BMX era. This is a song that takes me straight back there, and I loved it, and they used to play this at the school discos. This is Chaka Khan, and I Feel For You. It had the guy from the breakdance movie in it, and it also had playing the mouth organ, the wonderful Stevie Wonder. And it's a song written by the legend Prince. So it just had so much going for it. It's a brilliant song. And it reminds me of the 80s and BMXs and body popping and breakdancing and all that wonderful stuff. So take it away, Chaka.
Chaka, 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 Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. That's all I want to do. Chaka Khan. Let me rock it. Let me rock it, Chaka Khan. Let me rock it, let me feel for you. Chaka Khan, what you tell me what you wanna do? Do you feel for me the way I feel for you? Chaka Khan, let me tell you what I wanna do. I wanna love you, wanna hug you, wanna squeeze you too. And let me take it in my arm, let me feel you with my charm, Chaka. Cause you know that I'm the one that keep you warm, Chaka. I make it more than just a physical dream. I wanna rock you, Chaka, baby, cause you make me wanna scream. Let me rock it, rock it.
Feel for you.
Happy Christmas to you from me, E17's Tony Mortimer, right here on BFBS, the Forces Station, with my Christmas takeover. Thank you again for staying with me and spending this time together of what I consider to be arguably the best time of year. It's like the end, isn't it? It's like the pause, the reflection, the looking back, and the a little bit guilt-free where you can just relax and enjoy yourself and do some nice things. It's a wonderful time of year, so thank you for spending it with me. Now, BFBS have asked me to play one of my favourite songs this year, so I'm going to do that. It's not a Christmas song, but it's a song I absolutely love, and I don't know, I think a lot of people did, because it was a big hit, and the chorus is just so it's just so poignant. I love it. This is Ed Sheeran and Eyes Closed.
I know it's a bad idea, but how can I help myself? Been inside for most this year, and I thought a few drinks, they might help. It's been a while, my dear, dealing with the cards life dealt. I'm still holding back these tears. My friends are somewhere else. I pictured this year a little bit different. When it hit February, a step in the bar, it hit me so hard. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Every song reminds me you're gone, and I feel the lump form in my throat, 'cause I'm here alone, just dancing with my eyes closed. 'Cause everywhere I look, I still see you, and time is moving so slow, and I don't know what else that I can do. So I'll keep dancing with my guess I could just pretend the colors are more than blue, but I lost more than my friend. I can't help but missing you. I pictured this month a little bit different. No one is ever ready, and when it unfolds, you get in a hole. Oh, how can it be this heavy? Everything changes, nothing's the same, except the truth is now you're gone. Life just goes on. So I'm dancing with my eyes closed. They're cleaning the floor and everyone is already home, but I'm on my own, still dancing with my eyes closed.
Hello from the BFBS team here in Bahrain. I'm Dave.
And I'm Alice. So to give you a bit of a backstory of this place, we're based at the United Kingdom Naval Support Facility, otherwise known as the UKNSF, here in the Kingdom of Bahrain.
Now, the operation out here is called Op Kippian. It's a tri-service environment, so we've got a bit of everything out here. And as you can imagine, it gets rather hot here in the summer months. But you acclimatise quickly. And what we're going to do is give you a little bit of a taste of what life is like out here.
Now we have to start off with a little bit of a laugh, as we got treated to some comedy as UK comedian Russell Kane came here to the Middle East. He was well up for tackling a military audience. Turns out he actually had some family who serve, and many from the forces go to his gigs back in the UK.
Colchester is massive army town, so I'll turn up there and I'll get loads of squaddies in. A lot of my stand-up is about masculinity and geezers and my dad and you know, I think a lot of people live in that sort of maybe hyper-masculine environment. I know there are a lot of women in the forces, but you know what I mean? Testosterone-fueled environment. They like seeing that spoken about. And our sense of humour, Brits, we like to make fun of ourselves and everything. So that's why we use that gallows humour, because I understand that dark humour. There's a gap in between where we do want to belly laugh at darker stuff. And that's where this show came from.
His Royal Highness Prince Edward, the Duke of Edinburgh, visited us and spent some time with the deployed team out here in Bahrain. Petty Officer Moll, who was PO Deck of RFA Cardigan Bay, had the opportunity to meet him.
I saw him on the Argus a few years ago, and it was good to see him coming doing the rounds again, and obviously meeting new faces within the RFA, and gives them something as well that people come round and see us and respect what the RFA do as a unit, because we're not recognised as much as the Royal Navy as such, but we are an entity that is here to stay. The bit that chuckled me when he mentioned about the Osprey scorching the grass down at Windsor Castle, because he asked our deck if it was scorched at all, and that chuckled me a bit.
Now, one of the most exciting nights of the year returned to Bahrain, the Royal Rumble. It was Royal Rumble 2 and saw the Royal Guard take on the might of three para in the boxing. The Royal Guard entered the ring with a lot of energy, but the paras were unfazed, as you might be able to tell.
Hello, my name is Private Sam Robb of the 3rd Battalion, the Parachute Regiment. So I started boxing only 3 months ago with the paras, and I like to think I picked it up well, and I've showed that a night with a nice scrap. I just got the third round win in my first amateur bout in boxing. So I just like to say for people at home, I'm happy, I'm going to get me suit measured.
It was an incredible night of boxing, and the night ended 6-3 to the Royal Guard. I got to get right up in there just past the ropes to see them being thrashed about. It was so much fun. Now, 2023 has been a really busy year for those who have served on Op Kippian. It's never been far from the news in recent months, and the UK MCC Commodore Philip Dennis has these words for the families back home who support those who deploy.
Seeing the photos that are coming through from home and speaking to friends and family, you certainly see that festive spirit is building back in the UK. So as we come to the end of 2023, I'd just like to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas, a happy holiday season, and a very happy New Year, and all the best of wishes for 2024.
Now, that's all from us here in Bahrain.
We both want to wish you and your families and friends a very Merry Christmas.
And a safe and prosperous 2024.
Prosperous? Are we on Star Trek?
The Tony Takeover.
This is BFBS.
The Forces Station.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. The blazing Yule before us. Strike the harp and join the chorus. Follow me in merry measure while I tell of Yuletide treasure.
Hi, this is Tony Mortimer, formerly of E17, and you're listening, obviously, to BFBS, the Forces Station, and my Christmas takeover. I hope you're enjoying it so far, and we've come to the point in the show that I've been looking forward to. I'm going to pull a cracker, and that is not some secret, you know, connotation there. I'm going to pull a cracker with my producer, Steve, who's been in the background here, making me sound brilliant. He does all the hard work. So let's pull a cracker and see what bad joke's inside. Righty. Oh, there's always, you get these jokes, don't you? And I don't know, who writes them? Let's have a look. So, where do snowmen go to dance? A snowball. Fair play, that's not actually that bad. I kind of understood it. Some of them I just don't get at all. Who makes these up? Where do they get them? So, let's have another Christmas cracker of a song. This is one of my favourites as well. What a collection of stars. Wow, this is amazing. And the intro, once again, just grabs me whenever I hear it. And it just hits me right in the forehead. It's Band-Aid, and Do They Know It's Christmas?
It
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shade. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time.
With BFBS. This is Tony Mortimer's Christmas Takeover. Thank you for sharing it with me. It's nearly the end of the show, and my producer just asked me if I could name everyone that was on the Band-Aid song. No, I can't, and we don't have time, even if I could, so that saved me from that one. So you've probably been expecting it, so I've got to play it, really. This song was never intended to be a Christmas song. I guess it's a bit like Die Hard was never intended to be a Christmas movie. It's one of those things, but I'm very grateful it has and the love it's been shown over the years. And still now, to this day, it's kind of people, you know, they're very complimentary and I'm very grateful and honoured that they still like the song. This is obviously my song I wrote for E17. It's Stay Another Day. And this was from Christmas 1994.
Don't leave me alone like this. say it's the final kiss? Won't you stay another day?
Don't you know we've come too far now, just to go and try to throw it all away? Thought I heard you say you love me, that your love was gonna be here to stay. I've only just begun to know you. All I can say, won't you stay just one more day? Touch your face while you are sleeping and hold your hand. Don't understand what's going on. Good times we had return to haunt me. Now it's for you, all that I do seems to be wrong.
That's it from me, Tony Mortimer. Thanks to BFBS for letting me take over the airwaves today and chewing your ear off for the last hour. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and that's the truth. It's, you know, from the heart. I really, really felt honoured doing this for you guys today. And it's such a special time with it being Christmas that it's got to be one of the best times of year. So thank you again to all you service men and women out there. Keep listening throughout Christmas for more festive takeovers. There's loads of cool people lined up. There's the comedian and author Dom Jolly. There's the 90s pop legends Dee Ream. Things Can Only Get Better, remember them? And even the indie icons Shed 7. They'll all be taking over the airwaves. So listen out for them, and I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
On air, online, on the app, on FM, and DAB Plus throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.